On your marks, get set, go! Welcome to the Horn Section with me, Alex Horn, and with me, five fantastic musicians. Tonight on drums is Mr. Ben Reynolds. Wow, very nice. On bass, it's Will Collier. Oh, I didn't like that so much, but not bad. On saxophone, it's Mark Brown. Yeah, I've never liked the saxophone. Prefer it to the clarinet, though, not bad. On trumpet, Joe Auckland. That is beautiful. That makes me want to weep. Weep in a happy way. And then finally, on piano, Joe Stilgo. Oh, dramatic. Together we are a six-headed beast known as the...
Horn Section.
The Horn
Section.
Horn Section.
Horn Section. Hooray! There we go. Thank you. Well, that's very kind of you. That's enough. That's slightly too much. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the Horn Section. And what we're aiming to do, we're aiming to combine music and comedy to create something entirely unique called sort of musical comedy. That's what we're going to do tonight. So let's have a bit of music, first of all. You can shout out any sort of musical genre the band will attempt to represent it. So any genre at all.
Salsa.
Salsa, why not? Let's go for salsa. I like that as the first word of the show. Hey. Salsa is kind of their natural state. This is... pretty much. Whoa, I wasn't expecting that. This is salsa. Okay, I'm now... a bit quieter, please. A bit quieter. I'm now going to attempt to sprinkle just a touch of comedy on this salsa. I'm Alex. I'll tell you a bit about myself. I like reading. I don't know if you're fans of reading. I like reading magazines. Big fan of magazines. Favourite magazine is Chat magazine. I don't know if you're aware of Chat magazine. Anyone read Chat magazine? It's a good one. French magazine about cats. If you don't know it, it's a good magazine. Quite a niche magazine, but I like animals and I speak French. The article I read recently in Chat was about the lives of cats, about the number of lives that cats get. You probably know that British cats get 9 lives. I don't know if you've heard this. According to the magazine, French cats get 7. Greek cats, according to the magazine, Greek cats don't get any lives. 0. Doesn't seem to make sense, does it? But I read the article too quickly. Don't worry, I read it too quickly. They actually get olives. So that's... It's better with salsa. It's better with salsa, that joke. If you didn't get it, don't worry. I didn't get it when I wrote it either. It's a hard one. I'll do it again. It's like my granny got a new car recently, came home, said, I've got a new car. Very powerful car. It's got a lot of oomph. They've written oomph on the dashboard, but they haven't. It was a speedometer. That's the same joke. And then he walked back to olives. We'll do it again. But it's like I went to a zoo in Australia. I said, what's in there? He said, flaming nothing. He read it wrong. Flamingo. There we go. That's the same joke. Same joke 3 times. So that's how the show's going to work. Quite complicated jokes, mildly improved by music. That's the way the show's going to work. So as you may have heard there, we do have a live studio audience. Here they are. Wow. Very nice. Applauding themselves. And they deserve that. They do deserve that. And I'm drawn to some people in the front. I am drawn to you in the middle. I think I like you. I'm sure of it. Do you mind if I ask your name? What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul. That pretty much sums up Paul. So, Paul, what's your favourite note?
A-sharp.
Let's listen to the A-sharp. That is a man with good taste in notes. But you might have noticed, Paul, that the trumpeter has picked up a banjo, which is never a good sign. I can't help thinking, Paul, that he likes your appearance. I think, Joe, do you like the way he looks?
I do.
Yeah. Are you going to sing Paul a song?
Yes, please.
Feel free, Joe. Off you go.
I really like the way you wear your hair. The bits around the side are far beyond compare. They're more than making up for that bit which isn't there. I really like the way you wear your hair. You're a bold man. For you I have some sympathy. I hope you're bold and happy, not bold and disappointed. To be a bold man. For you I have some sympathy, 'cause I am balding too.
Lovely. Paul, ladies and gentlemen, Paul. The distinguished Paul. Thank you, Paul. Very nice. Touching moment, a touching moment. So, Paul, I was talking about animals briefly in the jokes at the beginning. They were quite complicated. It was about zero lives, but it doesn't really matter at this point. Have you been an animal owner in the past, Paul?
In the past, yes.
What sort of pets have you owned, Paul?
Dogs.
Dogs?
Indeed.
Dogs, more than one. What was the name of your favourite dog?
Rebel.
Rebel? It is a bit, isn't it? Rebel? That is a fine name. Rebel. Rebel. What sort of dog was Rebel?
An Alsatian.
An Alsatian. Were you fond of Rebel?
Yes, very.
That is a good name. Did you call him that immediately when you got the dog Rebel? You just thought, this guy's going to be trouble. He was named for you. You got a naming committee in. Yeah. Expensive, but worth it, aren't they? They're expensive, but worth it. Fun, that joke, wasn't it? It's fun.
It was fun.
It's fun to own pets, isn't it? That's the moral there.
Fun to own them. Sometimes maybe not always that fun being one.
Ooh, what are you implying?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really thinks about how the pets feel about being owned.
I can't help thinking you have thought about it, Joe, and maybe even have written a song about it.
Perhaps I have.
Would you like to come to the front here and maybe sit on this stool and sing to these lovely people, including Paul? Would you like one of the musicians to accompany you?
I'd like Mark, please.
Mark is a saxophonist. What instrument would you like him to play?
The six-string guitar.
Quite right. Never the saxophone. Never the saxophone.
So this is a song called One Man and His Dog. It should be known that the dog is a retired police dog.
He found me when he lost his wife. Said that we'd be friends for life. He'd never made that many friends before. He brought me to a lonely farm with loads of fields but not much charm. I did a little protest by the door. When it's one man and his dog, it's not always enough. When you've got nothing in common, it gets pretty rough. It's not easy as it seems, one man and his dog. My life before was pretty wild. I found some drugs, I saved a child. They even gave me medals in my youth. But now I sleep to pass the days and sit through hours of songs of praise. No wonder that I've started eating shoes. When it's one man and his dog, it's as boring as hell. I might jump in the road or just fall in a well. It might be kinda just to run away. Then it's one man and no dog. I hope he'll be okay.
Joe and Mark there. Beautiful, beautiful. Alternative, slightly bleaker theme tune for One Man and His Dog. And, well, bad idea. It was nice. It's very hard to pick a favourite animal, isn't it? There are so many animals in the world. There are so many animals in the world. I read a statistic recently. There's now well over 15 species of animal in the world. A lot of animals, aren't there? There are a lot of animals. There are big animals. There are small animals. There are some animals that fit somewhere in between, like the ox. Is it big? It's quite big, but it's not big. It's quite big, but it's not big. But there is one being. One being that looks out over the entire animal kingdom.
From the Alps to the Sahara, here in east of Masai Mara, the Almighty walks the earth like you and me. With our hopes upon his shoulder, bestriding every boulder, he watches all from the ant that's small to the hairy chimpanzee. He's met the mighty polar bear. He watched it cock its leg. He went where only eagles dare and saw a lay an egg. David Attenborough racing through the sky, bringing tips of mating apes for the likes of you and I. David Attenborough and all the creatures.
to see.
You're a human king.
There is a man who's greater than this silver-top narrator, and he made the greatest documentary with a fossilized mosquito. Many others tried to veto as he told them he would rewrite history.
Well, I found this little island, just the tiniest of specks, and I've bred some massive dinosaurs like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Richard Attenborough,
greatest of them all. His documentary was exemplary with all creatures great and small. Dicky Attenborough, like Noah with the ark, with a petri dish he made a wish and he built you.
There we go. Song there about the Attenborough brothers, of course. The Attenborough brothers. And Richard Attenborough probably is the greatest documentary maker ever. He was the first man to capture dinosaurs on film. And I think it is remarkable, because they're big. Big animals. Scary. Some people say scary. Are you scared of dinosaurs, Paul? No, of course not. You've got Rebel. Had Rebel. You had Rebel. I'm not scared of them. I'm more scared of small animals. I find small animals, these sort of cats. I think... And that's the right response, by the way. Cats. Cats are awful. Okay, so I've always been scared of these small animals. I like dinosaurs. Give me a cheer if you like dinosaurs. Of course you do. Give me a cheer if you like puns. Well, this bit's going to go pretty well. I woke up this morning and yawned and stretched and ate up my toast and ready brick. In the garden, you would not believe what I saw. A large vegetarian dinosaur. A diplodocus named Eleanor. I had to admit I'd never seen her before.
Herbivore.
It's that sort of thing, okay? That sort of thing. She told me she wasn't yet fully grown, and she always felt like she was left on her own. 5 foot tall and 2 foot wide, she said she just felt ostrich-sized.
Ostracized.
There are three more. Okay, she wiped away a dinosaur tear, and I said, all right then, you can stay here. I cooked her some chips and put on the TV, a show about fighting on ITV. But just as Hunter flexed his pecs, along came a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It swallowed us whole with the side of potatoes, and it was clearly glad he ate us all.
Gladiators.
Genuine pain in the audience there. But though at first he found us yummy, the T-Rex soon had a pain in his tummy. The doctor said, we're all out of Gaviscon, and the Rennies and Remagel are also all gone. But a brand new pill has just hit the shops. Why don't you try Ceratops? So you've got to imagine there's a new pill called Ceratops.
Ceratops.
It's, I mean, by far the most convoluted. And the moral of the story is easy to see. Don't eat dinosaurs and don't eat me. And don't sing songs that go on too long, because sometimes they can just drag on.
Drag on. Dragon.
Dragon, which is a type of dinosaur. That's that one. Very generous. Very generous. Thank you. So, we've got a special guest who we've invited because we love what he does. We want to see him have fun with the band. And it's very hard to describe this man without using sort of adjectives. So, he's a nice man and he's funny. So please welcome onto the stage, it's Mr. Nick Helm! Here he is. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good, good, good. So, this is the band. The band, this is Nick.
Hi,
hello, Nick.
Hello. Hello, band.
And they're essentially at your disposal. You can get them to do whatever you like. So, have fun, Nick.
Thanks. I'm going to do a poem. It's an old poem. It's the oldest piece of material I've got. I wrote it when I was 5. So, I think we should have some backing music for it. Okay. Did you write that? Because it sounds ripped off. That'll do. All right, this is simply called Busy Bee. Busy bee, busy bee, why are you so busy? Busy bee, busy bee, always in a tizzy. Busy bee, busy bee, thank you for the honey. Busy bee, busy bee, I owe you more than money. Busy bee, busy bee, I hope it never ends. Busy bee, busy bee, you are my only friend. That was about a bee I made friends with on a family holiday in Uruguay. We called him Maurice, he was a legend. I do actually suffer from depression. It's not the big things like war and famine and disease that gets me down. It's the little things like when you get home and you realise you've got to change your own duvet case by yourself. Just think, what's the point? Bumped into my mate recently. I said, what's that you got there? And he said, it's a book. He says, it's the girl with the pearl earring. And I said, is that a good book? He said, it's not a bad book. I said, they made that into a film a couple of years ago, didn't they? He goes, yeah, that's right, a few years ago they made that into a film. And I said, all right. Is the book as good as the film, or is it? He said, it's actually better than the film. He said he'd lend it me when he's finished with it. So I've got that to look forward to, haven't I? Right, let's do this. It's better to have than it is to have not. It's better to give until you've given everything you've got. It's better to bleed for something which you believe in. 'Cause with love on your side, you're gonna win. No, it's better to look first before you leave. It's better to speak out than to follow the sheep. And when your heart has pumped about 1,000 miles an hour, you'll know love holds a secret, love holds the power. Throw out all that hate all over the land. There's no sense in regrets, they're not part of the plan. The world is your family, we're all sisters and brothers, except for your parents, they're your fathers and mothers. When you're blinded by darkness and your moment is weak, don't be afraid, it's alright to speak. And when your heart is pumped about 1,000 miles an hour, you'll know love holds a secret, love holds the power. It's better to want than it is, say, to need. But wanting can lead to really bad things like greed. Let go of your anger, let go of your rage. Throw open those doors now, don't you live in no cage. Have faith in your friends, just take a chance, yeah. You'll reach out your hand, you'll find the answer. And when your heart has pumped about 1,000 miles an hour, you'll know love holds a secret, love holds the power.
Mr. Nick Hay.
Lovely, tender. But now I think it's time that we shine a
spotlight on a musical instrument. Spotlight on a vessel of sound. Spotlight on a musical instrument. Gather round.
Beautiful. Gather round. For every week here in the horn section, we shine a spotlight on a musical instrument. And this week, it's the trumpet. Oh, yeah. And we have, of course, Joe Auckland there, our very own trumpeter. It's called the trumpet because it trumps. That's nice, isn't it? And I've done some research into the history of the trumpet. It was first invented purely to send signals. It was just an instrument of communication rather than music. What you're doing, Joe, it sounds nice, but basically it's texting. That's all you're doing. It's just fiddly texting. In medieval times, the trumpet player used to be the most important member of an army because he used to relay messages around the army. And they used to have whole garrisons of men guarding the trumpeter, and I like that. To get in the army, you either have to be very strong or good at the trumpet. I think it's a nice idea. But then the Renaissance came along. They started developing the technicalities of the instrument itself. They added the, what they call the buttons. They added the buttons.
The valves.
The buttons, yeah, the buttons. They added the buttons. And the mute was invented. My favourite bit of the trumpet. The mute. Have you got a mute with you?
Yes,
Would you like to demonstrate the mute?
Yes.
Do a bit without the mute and then a bit with the mute.
Okay.
Enough. And now with the mute. Uh-oh. Much better. Lovely. And I think we all wish the mute button on our tellies had the same effect. I think that'd be brilliant if everyone's voices just came out a bit funnier. I think that'd be lovely. It was also in the Renaissance time that they developed the actual playing techniques of the trumpet. They invented things like fingering, which that there is the innuendo bell. We'll just ding the bell and move on like adults. So would you like to demonstrate a little bit of fingering? Thank you, Ben. Wow, what exactly are you doing there?
Pushing the valves up and down with my fingers.
They also developed something called a flutter tonguing. Thank you, Ben. And what is that exactly?
Just rolling my tongue like...
It's very nice, it's very nice. And of course, double tonguing. Thank you, Ben.
And that's just going...
Sounds better with the trumpet. And the final one is growling. Not an innuendo, actually, that one. Not an innuendo. No, that's... Growling is when you hum at the same time as playing your instrument. Doesn't sound impressive because you can't hear the humming, but it is impressive. That's actually the only instrument you can do that on. None of the other instruments here you can hum whilst playing. You can't do that on the piano, can you?
No.
Do you want to try? It's one or the other, isn't it? It's hard. It's impossible. You can only do it on the trumpet. It's a very versatile instrument. He can actually do anything with the trumpet. He can do an impression. With his trumpet, he can do an impression of anything at all. If you want to shout out, Paul, anything at all?
Elephant.
Elephant, no, like something from this country, something based in this country.
Car.
A car, no, it's got like a living thing. Like any, you can do any animal based in this country.
Cat.
Cat, bigger than the cat. Like a sort of big animal. You can do any sort of big animal based in the UK.
Sheep.
No, what's something you can ride? Like a big one that you can ride. Like...
Horse?
A horse. Of course you can do a horse, Paul. Of course you can do a horse. Do your horse, Joe. It can do anything. It can do anything.
Will's fact.
Oh, it's my favourite part of the show. It's that time of the show when the bassist tells us a fact. Here we go.
Snakes have only one lung.
Will's fact.
Famously, of course, snakes also only have one leg. Very sort of long, very long leg from their mouth backwards. So, I think that's a nice point to leave proceedings. I think it's been a good night. I think we've learnt so much this evening. We've learnt that the cat is, of course, the least popular animal in my head. And we've learnt that Nick Helm can be tender, but he's got a gruff voice. He's got a gruff voice. We've learnt that the trumpeter... the most important man in an army. But I'd like to dedicate this show, if I may, to one man. One man and one dog. And that man, of course, is Paul. It's you, Paul. And it's your dog, Rebel. We had a song earlier in the show from the point of view of a dog. It was a melancholic song. But there's another side to that coin. Sometimes the dogs, if they could sing, would sing a happy song. And we have a song written by Rebel, Paul. Just for you. Mark's going to sing it, but Rebel wrote it. Here it is.
Your name is Paul, and my name is Rebel.
He wrote this just for you, Paul.
You put the wag in my tail.
You made him happy, Paul.
You were the bass, and I was your treble.
Wow, you made beautiful music together, Paul.
When I'm by your side, I know I can't fail. When all is sad and blue, I'll be your friend.
best you ever knew. I'll be your friend forever.
Some people say they're mates with their gerbils.
True, a lot of people say that nowadays. I'm best friends with my gerbil, a lot of people say that.
But I think they're just a glorified pest.
That's it, Rebel. They're awful. They're like rats without wings.
Don't get a cat, because they'll cough up furballs.
Yeah, cats are awful. Liars.
When it comes to friends, the dog is the best.
Credits roll. Let the credits roll.
Let's all clap our hands and scream like we're out of control.
This is the credits song.
Let the credits roll.
Every show should have a credits song.
Let the credits roll.
The news should have a credits song.
Let's all clap our hands and scream like we're out of control.
Alex Horn presents The Horn Section was hosted by me, Alex Horn, and The Horn Section are Joe Auckland, Mark Brown, Will Collier, Ben Reynolds, and Joe Stilgo. Our special guest was Nick Helm. It was written by the cast, and the producer was Julia McKenzie.
Oh, let the credits roll.
Let the credits roll.
Let the credits roll. Let's all clap our hands and scream like we're out of